Will I Am and the Script on Access All Areas and Hall of Fame. Not a problem. Consider it done. 18 minutes past 10 on this Sunday, which makes it about 12 minutes to 2 in the afternoon over in Afghanistan. Now, Blind Veterans UK, formerly St Dunstan's, as I was saying earlier, believing that no one who's served their country should battle blindness alone. The charity is there to help with a lifetime's practical and emotional support, regardless of when they served and how they lost their sight. Now, it all helps blind veterans to recover their independence and discover a life beyond sight loss, and they're busy raising money as they are right across the year. And joining me on the line right now is Tracy Stratford. Tracy, a very good Sunday morning to you.
Good morning to you too.
Thanks for joining us today. Tracy, it must be very rewarding working for a charity like Blind Veterans. Tell us a little bit about the charity and the work that you're all involved in.
Yeah, well, I work in the fundraising department, so we quite often have friends and family or even our members themselves getting in touch saying that, you know, the support they've had has just been fantastic and they want to show their appreciation. So it's just wonderful to see it, and we have people doing fundraising runs and walks and skydives and tea parties, and it just makes such a difference, all the amounts of money people raise, whether it's giving people back their independence and being able to make a cup of tea so we can give them a hot water level indicator for their teacup, or it might be giving them training so that they can use computers so they can communicate with their family around the world. It's just amazing what, you know, people thought that, you know, they'd lost their sight and that was it for them. Just the support we can give them, it just gives them back their life, really.
Funds available to people in these hard times is obviously quite difficult. How difficult is it when you're competing with so many other charities to actually raise the money that you need?
Yeah, I mean, it's really tough. There's loads of, you know, other fantastic charities out there doing their bit to help people. So, you know, we just keep going on doing our things. You know, we want to make fundraising fun for people, give them opportunities to do things that they maybe didn't do. So, you know, next month we've got a big 100K walk from London to Brighton. You know, how often do people get to do that? So just come up with sort of different ideas for people. But yeah, you know, we just keep going, and, you know, it's just the generosity of the, you know, the local communities that just keep supporting us, and we're just, you know, so grateful.
Well, your latest fundraising idea is Tarts for Troops, of course. We'll hear what our girls in Bastion have been up to with our tea party today. We'll hear from them very soon. First, tell us about this latest fundraiser then.
Yeah, so it's the second year we've been doing this, and it's a national fundraising event. We're just basically asking people to bake some tarts and sell them to their friends, you know, make some money for Blind Veterans UK. It's a week-long campaign, so it actually starts on Armed Forces Day, Saturday the 29th of June, and goes through to the following Friday, so the 5th of July. And we're just asking people to, you know, bake some tarts and raise money for us. We've got some celebrities backing us, like Greg Wallace, Gordon Ramsay, Phil Vickery. We've got some fantastic tart recipes from them all. You know, they're all backing our troops as well. Mm. So we're just looking for people just to, you know, bake their tarts. Or, you know, if you're not great in the kitchen, it's fine. You can nip down to your local shops and buy some Bakewell tarts or strawberry tarts and, you know, just sell them to your friends and maybe hold a raffle alongside it. Just, you know, raise some money for our charity.
It's a tea party for the troops, isn't it, really? And stuff to eat as well at the same time. Just how can our listeners get more information from you? You must have a website and stuff about this,
don't
you?
Yeah, it's quite simply www.tartsfortroops.org.uk. If you go onto Google, you can just type in Tarts for Troops and our website will pop up. We've got downloads on there. We've got tips. We've got the recipes. We've got some posters, some cut-out bunting for people. You know, there's just so many ways that people can get involved. We've got all the support there, or, you know, our contact details are on there as well, so they can just get in touch and we can support them however they like.
And not just raising money, you also want them to take photos, don't you, so that you can pop them up on the website.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We've got a Facebook page and a Twitter page, and we just want to see people's photos of what they're doing, you know, people just showing their support for our armed forces. You know, just love to see what people are up to.
Tracy, we wish you and the charity well for 2013 and beyond. A quick message for our troops. I know they're listening out there in Afghanistan from you and the charity that you are supporting, Blind Veterans UK.
Yeah, just thank you so much for what you do, and our best wishes to all of you.
Well, I'm sure they echo that back to you. Thank you for everything that you do. Stay tuned. We're going to be linking up with Rachel in Bastion and talking about their push for Blind Veterans UK today. And, of course, the Tarts for Troops Tea Party. I know there's going to be lots of photos. They've had pinnies made from camouflaged uniform material, so it's going to look really good. But for now, Tracy, have a great Sunday. Thanks very much to Blind Veterans UK and all that you do for our troops, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Tracy Stratford from Blind Veterans UK charity. Don't forget to just Google in Tarts for Troops and see if you can get involved. Even if it's the smallest of tea parties, it doesn't matter how much you raise. All those little pieces all added together make one big whole. If you can get involved, please do so. We'll be popping out to Afghanistan very soon. Hearing from Rachel and Amina and how they've got on with our tea party, which took place earlier today. TLC right now on your Forces Station. BFBS and Waterfalls.